Your mum and I love you so much, appreciate you, and we're going to miss you over the next, 8 or 9 months that you're going to be away. And I just pray God continues to touch you in a special way in that time. Bless you.
Thank you. Wow. Thank you, Mum and Dad. Before I start, I just want to honour all of you, not just my parents, obviously, but just to honour this house. If this is your first time to MCF, I just want to just say this is not a perfect house, but it's a good house. And it's a house that obviously you would have seen today. It just prioritises the presence of the Lord and honours that. And the time that we've had here, it's gone by so quickly. And I want to thank our community, our village, who've just loved us and poured into us. It's been such an amazing gift. Thank you for the people who've prayed for us over the past, year and a bit. It's definitely had its challenges going into, even though America is not a foreign country, it is in many ways. They say water. That's weird. They say tuna, not tuna. but jokes aside, it definitely was a massive stretch for us. We went into the unknown, and I just want to be able to also testify, because the last time I shared with this church, there were so many unknowns. I think I shared from the story of when Jesus walks on the water, and how He should not only be our lover, but He's our Lord. And a part of the Lordship of Christ is that when He speaks to us, because just as a heads up, the kingdom of God is not a democracy. It's not a democracy. What? No. The kingdom of God is not a democracy, because Christ is king. We have the privilege of being in His kingdom. And this is a very unglamorous message that I... Thank you, Holy Spirit. Let's pray. Let's just pray. Holy Spirit, I just ask you right now. I thank you for your anointing. I thank you, Jesus, you are the anointed one. Holy Spirit, I ask that you would fill me and cover my words, Lord, so that people would not just see someone speaking, but Lord, they would hear you. That's my prayer today, Holy Spirit. May there be no room for the enemy to cause weeds to grow up in the garden of their heart, but Lord, let there be good soil that the seed of your kingdom can be planted in their hearts. In your mighty name, amen. Look, I did ask some friends to sing, but I'm asking, are you guys able to wait for a bit? Is that okay? Look, I'm mindful of the time, but I've got three passages of scripture that if you want to have in your Bible, just so you've got it there. We're going to start with Exodus 16. I don't have any slides, sorry. But if I were to title this message, it would be a question: are you blinded by bread? It's a bit of a weird title. But I will start by saying this. I believe that some of you might need to go through the door of offense today. I believe that so much of the kingdom of God, and what I've read this book cover to cover, the Bible, the Holy Word of God, and I'm convinced that the door to the more of the Lord, you have to cross through the threshold of offense. And that could look like many different ways, but I would like you to bookmark that thought. We're in Exodus 16. In your own time, I encourage you to go read it. But this is a passage where the Israelites, who've been in captivity for 430 years. So this is not just like, when we say generational curses, it's not just like the Israelites are a little bit downtrodden. It's like there's been ingrained in, passed down from grandparents to grandparents to grandparents to grandparents. There has been a narrative of poverty. There's been a narrative of slavery. There's been a narrative of you will never be more than this. Okay, so I just want to set a very broad scene that the Israelites, they believed. It's like if I were to say Australians are, we are easygoing people. We are people who are, you know, she'll be right, mate. It's kind of like, imagine if we had our whole nation was ingrained that we are slaves. This is all we'll ever be. There's no room for someone to be significant, to be great, to be successful, to have a thriving business. No, you're a slave. And so to set the scene, they are miraculously delivered. The Lord sends 10 plagues on their oppressors as a way of him being patient and kind with their oppressors, because Moses, if you're not familiar with the story, Moses was the Lord's chosen man to deliver his people. And Moses kept saying, Pharaoh, like, let God's people go. And he, out of his hardened heart, he refused to let people go. So the Lord, he sent 10 plagues as, I think, a way of being like, are you willing to come to the table? And Pharaoh kept hardening his heart. So then when the Israelites were delivered, you should know the story, they walked through an ocean, a sea. It parted miraculously. They walked through on dry land. Now they're free people, but Egypt was still inside of them. They get to the wilderness. And now you're reading in Exodus 16 verse 2, it said, the whole congregation of the people grumbled against Moses and Aaron in the wilderness. They said, we should have died. We would rather have been in Egypt because we were eating better there. I mean, that's wild. So we're just going to stop there. We're going to now go to the New Testament. So come with me to John 6. John chapter 6. Oh my goodness, I've gone too far. This is a story that, again, we should all know. And if you don't, that's okay. But it's John 6 is where Jesus feeds 5,000 people. Now, that's amazing because it said it was 5,000 men. So this is not including women and children. So there was probably, who knows, upwards of potentially like 8,000 to 10,000 people were fed. And there were 12 baskets left over. So after that, Jesus recluses because he perceives that these people are like, this guy's just performed. He just fed all of us. Now we want him to be king. So he recluses. That's when he has like, you know, he goes and scares the disciples by accident because he's walking on water. Anyway, that's a fun story. But then we get to verse 22. The Bible's awesome, guys, just in case you were wondering. Verse 22, Jesus then finds that the crowds who've been waiting for him to come back, they stalk him, okay? So he's like a celebrity now. They all stalk him, and Jesus calls them out and says, you're only here because I gave you bread. But if you really want to know the true bread, spoiler alert, it's me. And then they begin to say, they refer back to this passage in Exodus 16, in the wilderness, because in that story in Exodus 16, you find out that God hears the grumblings. Man, this is why I'm not God, because I'm sassy. And if I just delivered a people after having slavery for 430 years and they have the audacity, they've just walked through an ocean. This is why I'm not God. They walked, they saw all these plagues. They saw vengeance on their enemies. They walked through an ocean and then they're grumbling because it's like, I'm sorry, I'd like to go back to slavery, thanks. Is it just me? Like, I read that and I think, God is so kind that in the wilderness, he said, I've heard their grumbles. I'm going to provide bread. And it's divine bread. And this bread, it literally, they called it manna because in Hebrew, it's, what is this? It was heavenly bread. And he also, because the Lord loves meat, he provided quail. So there's barbecuing and there's bread. So hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Like the word of God. God is good. So here you've got this picture of Israelites who did not deserve, even though they had been enslaved, but the love of God, he heard their grumbles in the wilderness and he said, I'm going to provide for y'all. I'm going to provide for you guys every day. And I love, if you go and read it, it said, people, he said, this is the amount you should get. Don't get any more, don't get any less. And it said that, because you know, people are people. Did they listen? No. They'd go out, they'd gather. Some people gathered more because they were worried. And some people, it said, they gathered little. But it said every household had enough. That's just a really cool revelation. Every household in the wilderness, they had enough. No matter what they gathered, can you say that? They had enough. And then here we are in John 6. Jesus feeds 5,000 people and it said, they ate as much as they wanted. They ate to their fill. I mean, come on somebody, is that not the God that we serve? He gives us more than enough, what we need. We are satisfied in God's kingdom. But then get this. Jesus is saying, you're only here because I fed you, but this is in verse 26. You are seeking me not because you saw signs, but because you ate your fill of the loaves. Do not work for the food that perishes, but for the food that endures to eternal life, which the Son of Man will give to you. And they were like, well, what must we do? And then he says, I was the bread. So if you go down here, in verse 32, it was not Moses who gave you the bread from heaven, but my Father gives you the true bread. Everyone say true bread. The true bread from heaven. For the bread of God is he who comes down from heaven and gives life to the world. And I love this because it's like they're not getting it. And Jesus has to say, guys, I'm it. I was the bread that God provided for you in the wilderness. That was me. And you know what they say? Here's that word again, verse 41. The Jews grumbled about him. They're like, wait a minute. You're the bread of life that's meant to fulfill us. Aren't you? You're Joseph and Mary's boy. And if you keep reading, it's crazy. They said they disputed amongst themselves. This is in verse 52. How can this man give us his flesh? He's saying, Jesus is like, eat me, eat my flesh. I'm the bread, I'm it, I'm your life. How can this man give us his flesh to eat? And it said that because they were offended, it was hard for them to accept this teaching. It said that a lot of them walked away. And it was only his 12 that were remaining and he said, are you gonna leave me too? Because this was a hard teaching. And I love that Peter, he said, no, you know, truly your words are the words of life. Now I want you to jump back to Luke 24. I'm going somewhere, guys, I promise. Luke 24, verse 13, I won't read it all, but basically there's a couple of Jesus's followers who are walking on the road to Emmaus. And it said that God concealed Jesus. He's now resurrected, he's died, he's resurrected, and now he's just like having fun trolling people. Not actually trolling people, but like he's like, hey, I'm in this person's house. I just appeared out of nowhere and they all go, ah! And then he's like, hey, I'm hungry, you're gonna feed me. So Jesus is just having a good old time just appearing to people, like whoop, whoop, whoop. And that's how I read the Bible anyway. So he sees these two blokes walking on the road to Emmaus and it said that God conceals his identity. So now they're walking down the road to Emmaus and he just must have the best sense of humor because he's talking like, guys, why are you sad? Because he can hear them talking about him and they're like, wait, bro, like, why are you sad? And they're like, where have you been? Like, and they told him about how there's this guy, Jesus, and we thought he was the king and now he's dead. But then we're like all freaking out. And he's just like, wow, yeah, man. That's crazy. And so they get to the stop and they're like, it says Jesus acts. I love Jesus. He's pretending like, well, I'm gonna keep going now. And they're like, no, stay. have a meal with us. I just love Jesus. He's just like, well, I'm going to go. And it's like, ah, no, jokes, I'm going to stay. And it says, these two blokes have no idea that it's Jesus, which is kind of a crazy thought how they didn't recognize it. And it said, until Jesus sits down, this is now in verse 30, he said, when Jesus was at the table with them, he took the bread, everyone say bread, blessed and broke it and gave it to them. Verse 31, and their eyes were opened and they recognized him, and then he vanished from their sight. What a dude. It's me, boo. Like, peace. I just love that. But it was when he broke the bread. Okay, guys. I feel today that there's some of us here, and you could probably relate with maybe one of these three stories. Maybe some of you, you have literally felt like you're walking in a wilderness season, and it's hard, and you're grumbling because you're hungry, and I get it. Or maybe you've tasted the Lord, he's fed you, but now Jesus is inviting you to a deeper revelation of his nature. And you're like, oh, I don't know, Jesus. I don't know if we can go there. You're saying I got to feast on your flesh? Oh, that sounds weird. And familiarity creeps in and you're like, ah, I think Jesus, yeah, he's cool. He fed me, but I don't know if I want to go the next step in saying that he truly satisfies me. Or maybe you're like the disciples and you guys, you're just walking, you're walking with the Lord, but you need a fresh meal with the Lord where you have a fresh communion, and it's when you break and feast on him again that you have, ah, I see the Lord. And so, I just would love every head bowed and eyes closed. And my prayer today is before we leave, that we don't leave this place either believing that God has forsaken us in a wilderness and that he won't provide for us, my prayer is that we won't be like the disciples in it that couldn't recognize him. But thank goodness when they broke bread with Jesus, their hearts burned within them. And with your eyes closed, I just feel to encourage and remind you, church, that we are living in a time that it's getting harder and harder to discern the voice of the Lord. It's getting harder and harder to know what is truth, what is not. But I just felt the Lord today say, some people here are blinded by bread. And by what he means by that is some of you are here because your faith, it is, you're feasting on the physical bread. It's like you're eating the scraps going, I'm just hangry. I'm kind of taking what I can get. But Jesus is like, I need you today to feast on me, because it's only when you feast on me, that is when you are truly satisfied. That is where you can walk through wilderness and know that you will never be lacking, because I am the bread that's in the wilderness. I'm the bread that you can feast on. I'm the bread that when it was broken, your eyes can see that I am the reason. I'm the very thing that sustains you. And we can have all these pleasantry words. We sing songs. I love today. We had words about you are my daily bread, and we can sing that, but we miss the truth, the profound nature of that revelation, that he is our daily bread. Only when we feast on Jesus are we truly satisfied. And so, Lord, I'm asking, I pray for this church. I ask you, Lord, that you are highlighting to your people today, not out of condemnation. You are such a kind God. And I believe that there's people here that they are going to be offended by your love. Because it is, it's offensive. Your love for us, God, it's offensive. Your generosity towards us is offensive. But Lord, I ask you that there would be no one man or woman, child, that would leave this place feeling like they've missed out because they felt they couldn't feast on you. Holy Spirit, I ask that you would be the convictor today, not me. It's not condemnation, but Lord, I ask that for every heart here, every person here represented, Father, I ask that you, Holy Spirit, would breathe and show each person where they are at. Are they living, scrounging bread as if God doesn't want to truly satisfy me? Father, maybe it's people here, they need to repent. They need to repent. Maybe you need to repent and ask the Lord. But Father, I just ask that we would be a people who don't just partake in you and just say, Lord, we just want the resurrection blessing. But God, we take you, we feast on you, and we also choose to die with you. We thank you that you are a resurrected God, but Father, we know that your Son, He died. He laid his life down. So with your eyes closed, I just want to invite, open this altar. And it's not like this place is anything extra special, but I believe that the two things that rob us of the more of God is walking through the door of offense, walking through the door of repentance, walking through the door of forgiveness, walking through the door of breaking partnership with the fear of man. And I'm just going to invite some of my friends, they're just going to sing a worship song. And I honestly believe, like, I could lay hands on you, our team could lay hands on you, but I just believe, I have so much faith today that as you, if you feel to respond, your heart's burning, you're like, God, I am not satisfied. I've been grumbling. I've been frustrated. I'm not seeing you as my daily bread. I'm not feasting on you. I ask you today, come to this altar, bring this to the Lord. God hears your grumbling. He's not afraid of your grumbling, but whatever you do, don't leave today without feasting on him. Don't leave today without you doing business with him. So if that is you, I want you to break out of the fear of man and come to this altar. Do business with him. And maybe some of you here, if you've never tasted and seen how good Jesus is, I even invite you to come down and just, it's simple. All you need to say is, Jesus, I'm sorry for my sin. I'm sorry that I've chosen my way. And today I'm just saying, you are Lord. I trust you. You're the bread that gives me life. You're the bread. I can eat you in the wilderness. I can eat you in the mountain, on the mountaintop. I can eat you in all seasons and know I'm fully satisfied. I'm fully full of who you are, the fullness of who you are. So Lord, I thank you today. And if you're in your chair, you don't need to respond. If you don't feel the Lord's inviting you, I want you to pray for the people on this altar. Pray for your brothers and sisters who are here doing business with Jesus. Pray and say, Lord, open their eyes. As they break bread, let them see you. As they break bread, as they feast on Jesus, let their eyes see, this is Jesus. This is the bread of life. Thank you.
You're welcome here. Come take your place. Worthy one, we seek your face. You're welcome here.
Together, Jesus, you are the bread of life. I'm sorry when I have not believed that. I'm sorry when I've let my appetite drive me away from you. Jesus, you are the bread of life. In my desperation, I just need to feast on you. Thank you, Lord. Holy Spirit,
we proceed. All we want is you, Jesus.
Thank you, Holy Spirit.
We lean in. We lean in. All we want is you, Jesus. We press in,
we press in.
All we want is you, Jesus. We lean in.
Yes, we lean in.
All we want is you, Jesus. We press in, we press in. All we want is you, Jesus. We lean in, we lean in. All we want is you, Jesus. We press in, we press in. All we want is you, Jesus.
I'm coming back to the heart of worship when it's all about you. It's all about you, Jesus. I'm sorry, Lord, for the thing I've made it. When it's all about you, oh, I'm coming back.
When it's all about you,
I'm coming back to breaking bread. I'm coming back to the heart of worship. When it's all about you, oh, it's all about you. I'm sorry, Lord, when I've complicated it, when it's all about you, it's all about you. Oh, I'm coming back, I'm coming back to the heart of worship, when it's all about you, it's all about you, Jesus. I'm sorry, Lord, I'm sorry, Jesus, when I've been distracted.
It's all about you.
It's all about you, yeah, it's all about you, Jesus.
It's all about you.
It's all about you, Jesus. It's not about my job, not about my work. It's all about you, Jesus. It's not about the money, it's not about all the things and possessions. It's just all about you, Jesus. It's all about you, Jesus. It's not about how I look to other people, it's just about you, Jesus.
It's about you, Lord.
It's all about you. It's not about my worries and fears, oh, it's all. He says, come and feast. Come and feast on my goodness. Come and feast. Come and feast on my kindness. That's who I am. I'm never gonna change. I'm not afraid of your grumbling. But I'm the one to truly satisfy you. So stop looking elsewhere. Tell worry and fear to wait. Just come and sit at my table. Let me serve you my bread and wine. Come and feast. Come and feast on my goodness. Come and taste. Come and taste all my kindness. Oh, only I can satisfy you in the wilderness. Only I can satisfy you in the questioning. Just come feast. Take your fill every day. Don't hold back. Just eat your fill and come and taste. Have all you want of me. It's all for you. Just come and feast. Come and taste. Come have communion. I'm sorry, Lord, for the thing I've made it. When it's all about you. It's all about you, Jesus. I'm sorry, Lord, how I've complicated it. When it's all about you, it's always been you, Jesus. I just want to take a moment just to dismiss the meeting.
We bless you. Feel free to have a beautiful week. But if you just want to stay here, our team will be here just ministering. But yeah, we just bless you, church. We bless you in your hungering to feast on more of the Lord, that your eyes would be open. And no matter what season you're in, that you will always know that you can come and feast and that He truly satisfies. So we bless you. Feel free to join us for tea and coffee. But yeah, I just ask that you would just respect the people who are just doing business with the Lord here. Thank you, church. God bless you. Have a great week.